my next guest has just come into the studio, who I'm really excited to talk to. Very, very talented person, Jo Donnelly. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
And of course, we all know you from being in The Silences.
Yes.
But you've played and done things with so many people, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we've been really lucky. You know, The Silences were asked to do quite a lot of stuff, particularly with David Bowie.
Yeah.
You know, U2, Simple Minds, The Pretenders. And did a lot of stuff, and after that went on to do a lot of stuff on our own, particularly in Europe and in the States. So, yeah, we've been really blessed. It was to play with some of the greats.
And so now you've got together with JJ Gilmore.
Correct, yeah.
And tell us about the new project.
Well, actually, it came about a sad occasion. We went back to do a show for Silences All Get Back Together Again in Glasgow, sadly. To do a show for a guitar player who was gravely ill with cancer at the time and sadly passed away not long after the show. So we went back to do a benefit for him. And the weird thing is, JJ and I actually didn't play in The Silences at the same time.
Oh, right. Oh, really?
Yeah, so
I was
in the first version of The Silences and JJ came in after it. So, but we got to know each other during that week and realised we had a lot in common, songwriting-wise. So we decided to get together, start writing some new songs, and not to put The Silences back together, but a new project, you know. And hence we've turned up, you know, today with the Caesar stuff, and it's really exciting. We're getting a lot of good stuff. It's kind of strange, but a lovely project.
So what type of music is it?
Well, it's quite ambient. But the root of it is always good songs. Mm. For us, we're song guys.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about Paul McCartney, you know.
I've
gone tingly
already.
Yeah, I would have gone tingly well, David, I can assure you. But no, the root of the thing has always got to be a good tune, because we're tune guys. But what we've done here is some more mature sound, in the sense it's much more ambient and layers of sort of ambient and atmospheres. And a lot of it is actually, people keep saying, you know, if you took the vocals off it, it's very much geared to film music.
Oh, wow.
And TV, you know, it always conjures up... you know, my wife always says to me when she hears me writing the songs, it always just conjures pictures up in her head, and I think that's very true.
And I think that's what makes good music.
Yeah.
It has to give you some emotion, doesn't it? But if you can create a picture of it,
Music's got to make you feel different. And if it doesn't, then it's not right.
Exactly. And I will just tell you, I'm going to play one of the Silences songs in a minute. Love is a reason. But when I came in this morning and I went to say hello to the presenter that's on before me, Paul Coyer, who is also Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know Paul from years ago.
Yeah, and he said, you know, who have you got in? And I said, you. He said to say hello.
Oh, great.
And he got so excited that you know, I think he was quite jealous that I got on my show. But yes, I just thought I'd tell you that before we play Love is a Reason, The Silences on BBC Radio Berkshire. Well, folks, actually, that isn't The Silences, and those of you listening who are big fans of The Silences will know that this is actually from the new band Caesars. So it's is it on an album?
Yeah, the album. It was initially developed as a vinyl project.
Mm.
You know, so this is on the new album. It's out this week, really.
Yeah.
Called Time, and. Yeah, we're really delighted with it, you know. So it's getting, as I say, it's apart from you guys really being helpful and supporting down here. I think we were played on introducing BBC Berkshire and introducing show last night.
Oh, great!
We're picking lots of radio play up in Scotland.
Yeah,
and a lot of press up there, so it's nice, and we'll get some nice shows coming up as well. You know?
It's the thing I love about Scotland. My grandmother was Scottish, and
McGee, well,
that was Dad's side, but my maternal grandmother was, is that in Scotland? It really is like a family, isn't it? Everybody in show business, particularly, knows everyone, and it's very supportive of everyone.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, what's been really lovely in this project, you know, I'm based in Windsor, and have been for about 25 years. But going back to Scotland and working with a lot of young creative people, like, you know, when we were in The Silences, that was the 80s, and record companies had a lot more money. We would spend 30,000 on a video. Our videos are now, we go working with these young people and it's £500 for a video, and it's equally as good. You know, I mean, obviously technology's moved forward, it helps, but it's really lovely to go back, because it does, you know, it's much smaller in Glasgow, so, you know, you just have to say to somebody, look, we're looking for a young guy who's doing a video, oh, I know somebody, and he knows somebody, and before you know it, you've got this little group of people around you that are all working for the common good of the project, which is lovely, you know.
Yeah, and also, you know, everybody thinks that everyone in show business has got millions. Everybody thinks, and we all know that isn't true. Everybody's, you know, there are a few there that have, but, absolutely, you know, mostly it's everybody's just doing a job and trying to pay the bills like everyone else.
Listen, you know, people, you know, you get some bands who, because somebody said to me, why don't you put the Silencers back together and just go back and do the, you know, the retro circuit. We didn't want to do that, and it's a, but I've heard people knock some bands who they see in a retro circuit. These people have got to pay their bills,
yeah,
put food on the table, bring families up, so they shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't be knocked, because as you say, they're just, they're earning a living.
Yeah, and also they're all fantastic performers, because just because someone's a bit older doesn't mean to say they can't do it anymore. And
well,
and people that have survived a long time in this business are the talented ones, because people without talent last a few years and go.
Absolutely.
Or don't push, you know, we know you have to push as well, and things like that. And so are you going to do some live gigs as Caesar as well?
We are actually, the company Verter Records, who are our record label, is really, the guy who owns it is from Windsor, he's a family friend for years, and so we decided to, when we launched the album, we wanted to launch it in Windsor, so we play at the Old Court next Saturday night.
Right.
In Windsor, Saturday 21st, and so we're doing that. We open the show, the show in Windsor, which is lovely, and then the following week we're up to Glasgow to play Oran Mór, which is a great venue. It's an old church. And then a couple of days later, we hook up with Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders.
Oh, fabulous!
Well, Chrissy's when I say she's an old friend, I haven't seen her for a long time.
Yeah.
But we toured with her a lot with the Silencers, and she's the real deal.
I mean,
she's she's one of the legends, and. If I tell a funny story, we went to play in Europe with her. We'd gone from playing to 100 people a night to 10,000 with her. And we went on and we thought it was good, you know, we did the songs, and but she came in and she said, it's too polite. she gave us a half-time team talk, and we were all sitting like, and she said, come on, this is rock and roll, guys, you've got to go out and grab the audience and pull them in and really make them believe in you. And she was fantastic. So the other nice thing is she's heard the new stuff. And you don't get a gig with Chrissy Hynde unless she likes it.
Yeah.
You could be her brother or a family member. If Chrissy doesn't like it, and she phoned up and said, Joe, I'd love you to do the show.
Fantastic.
I really like the new stuff. I think it's brave to do the new stuff. She said, but I'm really loving it, so that'll be great.
Oh, yeah, and that's... I mean, it is great from someone like her, isn't it? It really is. And I heard a rumour, and I don't know whether this is true, so I'm going to ask you, is that you're related to Simple Minds' Jim Kerr. Is that true?
Well, we're not blood relations, but we are brothers, really, because when we grew up in Glasgow in the tenements, and a lot of the tenements were getting knocked down, I stayed above Jim, and Jim and I have been friends since World War One. Since we can remember, you know, and... what happened was, sadly, my mum and dad split up. So my mum left, and my dad was left with, like, at that point, a three-year-old. My dad had to work. So Jim's mum used to come up in the tenement, get me ready for school, bring me down. Jim and I would have breakfast together, come back for lunch. We'd come home at tea time, play around, then my dad would come home. But about 3 years after that, they were knocking all the tenements down, because they were slums, really.
Yeah.
You know, really, and the decision was made that I went to live with them full-time. So they unofficially adopted me.
Oh, how amazing.
Well, they were a great generation, that generation.
Yeah,
they were made. They made a great stuff. And the community then, you know, it was, they wouldn't have seen, you know, my dad struggle. And so from the age of 8 to 16, I stayed with the Kerrs, really, you know. And so Jim and I are still very close. And in fact, I was speaking to him during the week, and I was telling him I was coming on the show, because he did the Strictly.
Yes,
Simple Minds did it, you know. So he was saying, good luck. So he's been really supportive, loves the project. And, we're good pals.
Yeah.
Really good friends.
And, you know, we did talk at the beginning of the interview that you'd worked with David Bowie.
Yeah.
So, before you go, just what was it like touring with him?
It was incredible, because, you know, we started out in music and we were such fans, you know, of David Bowie. And at that point, the Ziggy Stardust thing, Aladdin Sane thing, was untouchable. But for us, punk music came along and gave us a bridge to... Yeah. Think, well, we can do that, and that's how we got into music and started. But just playing with him and just seeing him, you know, we have a saying, we don't think Bowie was human. The amount of talent and the amount of songs over the years, and you know, and what sometimes people underestimate, David Bowie was a fantastic singer. I know, you know, great songs, but you know, a lot of the bands I like have great songs. Lou Reed, you know, maybe even Patti Smith. But Billy was such a great singer and a great songsmith. When it's a sad loss, but on the show next Saturday, we're going to pay tribute to him.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're going to do a song, a right up-to-date song off the last album. So we're looking forward to it, and it was fantastic. You learn a lot from these people because they know how to do it.
They do, don't they? Well, listen, it's been a joy talking to you.
No, thank you.
So to play you out, we're going to play The Prayer, another of the new songs from Caesar, and brilliant. I wish you the best of luck with it
thanks,
all.
Thanks for having us in and supporting us, Debbie. That's great. Thank
you. Not at all. Great to meet you.
Brilliant.
So here's The Prayer, BBC Radio Berkshire.